Hi, this is Jane Johnson, founder of One United Body. We help people grow into oneness with all of heaven, Father Sons, Father Generations, and Father Nations, and help people understand the stumbling blocks to stay on the narrow path in the journey to the Promised Land, understanding all the heavenly realms and the ages. We're a very extensive international house that's done a journey for a long time. And personally, some of the fathers in this house have had many coronations that they have reached and perfected certain ages even, not just understand them or have done a few mandates and a few benches. So we come with the authorization of heaven to father you in some of the bigger principles of the big picture. And Babylon is one of the massive questions to ask. What is the fall of Babylon? What is coming out of Babylon? And what we're seeing is it's an ongoing thing. It wasn't just a one-time collapse of the Babylonian Empire ages ago. There are many forms of Babylon, and there's a Babylon that's relevant to us today's society. And one of the key things with Babylon is to proclaim the fall of Babylon. That's what I really want to get over today, is we proclaim in the heavenly realms as an everlasting gate. So we don't actually have to physically go and have meetings and tell people, but we have to proclaim its fall. And then what is its fall? Many have thought that it means all the financial systems, all the political systems, all the military systems, and all the religious systems will just collapse. Now, we've gone and done a bench encounter on this, and this is our latest revelation to date. Of course, any father may change their revelation. This is not a static, it is or it isn't, and nobody's ever wrong, or there's never any degrees of truth. So you're powerful to go and ask, but you can also resonate with a father, and that way you can begin a journey on many truths without having to do hundreds and hundreds of hours of bench encounters on every single mystery. Particularly if it's with an inexperienced bench, you may not get the fullest revelation, and you cannot assume that Father's going to show you some of the deeper truths until you're mature enough to accept it or even to grasp what he's saying. So that's why fathers are used, to sow seeds and water them. So the collapse of Babylon we're seeing is that it could be that the Antichrist movement actually collapses, and they are unable to trade. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that all the stock market or the housing market or anything will no longer function, but there has already been a bit of a collapse in some of the systems and a change and a move to sovereignty in some of the things. But that was quite a revelation to me, because I was thinking that, you know, would it be a case of going and if you didn't want to take on the mark, you'd have to go and grow your own vegetables and live in some remote place to escape. And I don't see that at all. I see that some of these systems will collapse such that we will not be put in that position. But the sons need to govern over that, and the timing may be affected according to how much responsibility the sons take. We can change the timelines, which is very exciting. The third thing is to not take the mark. That is the key, and to even proclaim that in the heavens. Proclaiming it physically can be difficult. And what I see with the mark of the beast is there's various stages to it. So it's not just a, is it this or is it that? And some things can morph into another thing as the technology changes, as they see it works. But the key is to go and ask and to proclaim that and there are all sorts of references in scripture around causing cancer and as long term. So again, it's not just the short term, what does it have an impact on me immediately. But as we look to new systems, what we see, and many agree with this, is that Father is causing us to take more responsibility, to become sovereign for our own destiny, not to just trust that governments will always do the right thing, but we can actually restructure things and we can have more of an influence, and the voice of the power of the people counts for a lot if we stand up. But I do feel the greatest thing is governing over things like petitions or pamphlets or marches, is to look for the biggest governmental act and to get to a point where you have a higher authority, that your voice in the heavens is noted, and we can help you with that journey. So you may want to re-listen to this, to read the revelation around 18, 19, even a few chapters before, and begin to get a understanding of Babylon. Because if we don't address these things, we can do all sorts of governmental things over our land and the problems with this and that. But it's going to be almost irrelevant or superseded by these bigger issues if they're not dealt with. And the issue I think we've seen is that many have taken responsibility, but in a false way. And the good people have just been ignorant of what's been going on, and there's been an awakening. So be encouraged that many are awakening. So I hope this blesses you. Please share these podcasts. And we will do some more on key topics that summarize years sometimes of journey of discovery and implementation. Bless you. This is Jane Johnson for oneunitedbody.org. We also have many chats to come together on discipling on a daily basis. Come see free pages posted, free oracle words, free testimonies, and these chats. And we have Facebook Lives every 2 weeks on our Heavenly Realms Support Group Facebook page, and also an intensive that's free or donation every 2 weeks, where you can come and get a more structured approach to the journey. Check out our homepage of our website for details. Bless you guys.